The Work in Melbourne. San Jose, California, June 29th, 1905. The Lord has given me a message for some of our brethren and sisters in Melbourne who are acting out, in words and works, the same objectionable things that have been acted out by some of our people in Battle Creek. Had our brethren in Battle Creek followed the Lord wisely, the large sanitarium would not have been rebuilt in the same place. Smaller plants would have been made in different places, out of the cities. The movements made by many in Battle Creek to counterwork the effort to transfer the publishing house to another place, as the Lord directed, will reveal their results. It will be seen what it means to work contrary to the purposes of God. But I have been shown that the results of this opposition will not be fully known until the books of heaven shall be opened, and every man shall be judged according to the deeds done in the body. Again and again we have seen the results of working directly against the plan of God. We have seen how great a mistake it is for men to use their influence to turn aside the counsel of God in order to bring in human devising. Men have been held in Battle Creek who ought long ago to have been out in the fields that are destitute of workers. Shall I not judge for this thing, saith the Lord? Human wisdom has urged the advantage of remaining in Battle Creek when the Lord had said, Go, make plants in various places near to, but outside the large cities. Let not the history of Battle Creek be repeated in Melbourne. Let the light be carried to other places. I thank God that there is a little time left in which to work in the cities. They must be worked faithfully. But what has been done in the other cities of Australia in comparison with what has been done in Melbourne? Melbourne has had the precious truth for a long time. Let other places be given the message. Not all the business of the Echo Company can be moved from Melbourne at once, but do not allow the excuse of carrying on mercantile business lead to increasing the number of youth who shall be exposed to the temptation of city life. Light has been given that the large cities are to become as Sodom and Gomorrah. They are even now hotbeds of vice. Parents should be studying the Word of God for themselves and for their families. But instead of this, many children are left to grow up untaught, unmanaged, unrestrained. Parents should now do everything in their power to redeem their neglect and place their children where they will be under the very best influences. Let centers be no longer made in the cities. Let children no longer be exposed to the temptations of the cities that are ripe for destruction. The Lord has sent us warning and counsel to get out of the cities. Then let us make no more investments in the cities. Fathers and mothers, how do you regard the souls of your children? Are you preparing the members of your families for translation into the heavenly courts? Are you preparing them to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly king? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? How will ease, comfort, convenience compare with the value of the souls of your children? There is not one family in 100 who will be improved physically, mentally, or spiritually by residing in the city. Faith, hope, love, happiness can far better be gained in retired places where there are fields and hills and trees. Take your children away from the sights and sounds of the city, away from the rattle and din of streetcars and teams, and their minds will become more healthy. It will be found easier to bring home to their hearts the truth of the Word of God. The Lord would have the believers in Melbourne consider the example set by Battle Creek and not pattern after it. God has sent warning after warning that our schools and publishing houses and sanitariums are to be established out of the city, in places where the youth may be taught most effectively what is truth. Let no one attempt to use the testimonies to vindicate the establishment of large business interests in the cities. Do not make of no effect the light that has been given upon this subject. Men will arise speaking perverse things to counterwork the very movements that the Lord is leading his servants to make. But it is time that men and women reasoned from cause to effect. It is too late. Too late to establish large business firms in the cities. Too late to call young men and women from the country to the city. Conditions are arising in the cities that will make it very hard for those of our faith to remain in them. It would therefore be a great mistake to invest money in the establishment of business interests in the cities. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time shall thy people be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Daniel 12, verse 1. This scripture is to be studied. The cities will become worse and worse. In them will be strife and bloodshed, and at last they will be visited by earthquakes. Buildings will be thrown down and will be consumed by fire from heaven. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. And I heard, and I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Verses 2, 3, 8 to 10. Will our brethren and sisters in Melbourne move without the counsel of God? Will they make large plants in Melbourne when the world is growing worse and worse, when the cities are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah? Will they put out the eyes of the people that they shall not discern the signs of the times? The cities must be worked. Those who are living in them must be warned of what is before us. Let time and means be wisely spent. See if you cannot do something in the highways and byways of the cities to proclaim the message of present truth. But do not locate your families in the city, and do not establish business interests there. If you do this, you will in the future be expected to conform to the observance of various holidays. Watchers will be set to seek occasion of complaint against the commandment-keeping people of God. Satan will exercise his power and enmity, and oppression will be the result. The larger the city, the greater will be the oppression. At such a time as this, shall we invest our money and our time in business enterprise in the cities, when they are so much needed to advance the work of God in new fields? Let those who can teach the truth go forth into the highways and hedges and compel men and women to come in, that God's house may be full. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he receive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Hosea 6, verse 1 to 3. Though stormy times are before us, much missionary work still remains to be done in the cities. This work can be done better now than at any other time in the future. But this does not require the establishment of large business enterprises. Let us not move according to human ambition. We are living in too solemn a time to move impulsively. While missionary work is to be done in the cities and out of the cities, God does not desire his people to invest their means in large commercial interests in the cities. My brethren and sisters, if you have physical force, if you have money, invest them in the work of enlightening men, women, warning them to prepare for what is coming upon the earth.